It's now 9:10. The RSC's production of Richard II starring David Tennant has already sold out in Stratford-upon-Avon and in London. But there is still a chance to see it when it's broadcast live in cinemas around the world on the 13th of November. If you are lucky enough to have a ticket, remember to take a look at David Tennant's right hand. The reason? Well, he's wearing a ring with an unusual history. And our arts correspondent Rebecca Jones has been to Stratford to find out more.
Let's choose executors and talk of wills, and yet not so.
David Tennant as Richard II.
For what can we bequeath, save our deposed bodies to the ground?
His performance has been described as mesmerising. His long flowing hair has also attracted plenty of attention. But no one has noticed a large ring with an amber stone on his right hand.
When I received this, which arrived on the press night in a very exciting package, I was so touched and thrilled that this had been passed on to me. I immediately wanted to wear it in the performance. And I sort of thought, it's lovely to have this as a kind of talisman.
The ring belonged to the Scottish actor Ian Richardson, best known for playing the scheming politician Francis Urquhart in the television thriller House of Cards.
You might well think that, Matty. I couldn't possibly comment.
Before that, though, in 1973, Ian Richardson famously played Richard II at the RSC.
For within the hollow crown that rounds the mortal temples of a king keeps death his court.
And now, 40 years later, his widow Marussia has found the ring he wore for the role while she was tidying up at home.
I just came across it and I thought, well, it's very nice. I actually used to wear it myself occasionally, but not wearing it now. It weighs a ton, yeah, for one thing. And what's it doing sitting in a box? And I read in the paper that David was about to do it. I thought, oh, that would be a good idea.
What did you write in the letter that you sent with the ring?
What did I write?
Well, you wrote... you explained what was going on. You explained the connection. And then you just very sweetly said that you suspected I was only the second Scottish Richard II there had been, and that therefore there seemed to be a sort of a link, and that it would be something to pass on.
Oh, that I were as great as is my grief, or lesser than my name, or if I could forget what I have been, or not remember what I must be now.
You were too young to see Ian Richardson play the role. I think you must have only been about three or four.
Three, yeah.
But you clearly heard about it.
Oh, yes, yes. This is one of the all-time great productions of Richard II. This is regarded, in all the performance histories that you read, this is one of the ones, if not the one, that is always referred to. One of the great things about coming to Stratford is that you feel you're stepping into a kind of line of theatrical history. It's also one of the things that's rather intimidating about coming here. So this production, which had been something to aspire to, suddenly we had a kind of physical connection to, and it felt like a blessing, an encouragement from history. So it was wonderful.
Is that why you wanted to wear it?
Oh, yeah. I wanted a bit of that legacy. I wanted a bit of Ian Richardson on stage with me, giving me a hand.
And you're going to keep it now. You've given it to him,
oh,
Marussia.
Yes.
There was some talk in the building as to whether, strictly speaking, this is RSC property anyway. Nobody's entirely sure.
Well, in the old...
I'm keeping it now.
I don't know how it is now, but in the old days, they never used anything twice.
No, quite.
And the prop room, with the prop room under the stage, was absolutely crammed with stuff. And we used to go... I mean, it was quite open. You just say to the prop man, would anybody mind if I kept this? Well, nobody ever minded,
no.
I don't think.
Is it quite common, actors passing on props and items like this?
Quite common, I think, if they happen to have them. I think Olivier had Keane's sword when he played Richard III. I may be making that up, but I think he did.
The story I've heard about Keane's sword is that it was Hamlet's sword that got passed down to Gielgud, who then passed it on to Olivier, sort of on a great tradition.
Yes,
and then Olivier kept it.
David, have you been passed anything else over the years?
Do you know, I never have, I don't think. This is a one-off for me. So I'm now committed to passing this on in the fullness of time to make sure that the legacy moves on. I don't know when there'll next be a Scottish Richard II. I hope I'll still be alive to see it.
Rebecca Jones there talking to David Tennant. And there's photos of him as Richard II and that ring up. Apparently, I think they will be on our website, but they're definitely on our Twitter account if you follow us on Twitter.